Yeah, it sure couldn't hurt. And yeah, we need all the help we can get, that's for sure. I have propane gas, so that's not affected. And for you guys that have NIPSCO gas, my parents have that, and they used $98 in gas but had a $138 delivery charge. And I find that funny because my gas is actually delivered by a truck, and I don't pay a delivery charge. If I do, it's like, I think the largest charge on there, other than the gas itself, is like $14. So yeah, I find that ridiculous that you guys are all being charged that. And then the electric did go up, because I have NIPSCO Electric, and the highest bill I've ever had in the, well, it's 20 years now. Well, it'll be 20 years November of 2026. So close enough. We'll call it 20 years that I've been in this house. And the highest electric bill I've ever had was like, I think, $175. And my last two bills have been almost $300. And my budget went from $175 to $259. So yeah, we're all feeling it, that's for sure. And I like that idea. I'm going to start doing that too. I got ceiling fans that run 24/7. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So yeah, I could shut at least three of them off. Actually, I could turn them all off during the day and turn them on when we get home. I do like air moving. I like my ceiling fan running when I'm sleeping, but like the room I'm in right now is an empty room unless it's net night. Then I'm in here for the net. So this one can turn off, that's for sure.
Well, I like air moving too, mainly during the summer, warmer weather. Not so much during the cooler weather. I'm pretty comfortable during cooler weather. But yeah, I was talking about the back half of the house. We have to leave a space heater running in the living room so that it doesn't use as much energy to warm up the room again. But we kicked it down. We go from like 6 degrees down to 54. And it's a more efficient space heater. She's got one in her office, and that's the main two rooms at the back of the house is her home office and the living room. So she runs the space heater whenever she's back there in her home office working, and she shuts it off. But other than that, during the summer, I have, and I'm going to look into this a little bit better as far as efficiency, but I have one of those blowers that came out of a furnace for a house, and it's mounted on our porch in such a way that if we open up the windows, it'll pull the air through the house. So, but there is actual exhaust fans that I'm going to look into and see what, and they're not expensive. I can get one for less than $100, and it's thermostatically controlled, and I think it'll move more air than what that blower would move. So I think that may be a more efficient way to go, and I think it'll fit in the space that I have where the blower is.